It's The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Sarah Castor-Perry.
Still to come, how plants like peas and clover team up with microbes to boost soil nitrogen. How does it work and how effective is it?
But before that, let's take a look at some of this week's other leading scientific breakthroughs. And to kick off, working night shifts could significantly affect your fertility. At least that's what scientists at Northwestern University are suggesting in a paper in PLOS One this week. This is Fred Churick and his colleagues. And what they have done is to base their research on anecdotal reports and epidemiological studies, which have shown that if you take large groups of people and you ask them whether or not they're trying to get pregnant, you tend to find that people who are doing shift work or have a disrupted body clock often report more difficulty falling pregnant than individuals that work and sleep normal hours. So what they have done is to take a big group of mice that were entrained to a day and night cycle in the same way that we are, and they then made them pregnant in the obvious way. They introduced a male mouse and 90% of them got pregnant, and they could examine them to confirm that was the case. And then what they did was to divide them into three groups. The first group was a control group. This group were just kept on the same day-night cycle they had been on before. The second two groups, so the second and third group of animals, were put on, I suppose, the rodent equivalent of doing night shifts. And every 4 days, they would shift their body clock by 6 hours. And what they found is that in the animals that were rotated in this way, their success at pregnancy fell from 90% of having an outcome of a baby to 50% in some cases. And it was worst in the animals that were having their body clocks advanced. In other words, they were seeing a reduction in the amount of sleep available to the animal. And although we don't know exactly why this happens, and we don't know that this is true of humans because it was a study in animals, it does tally with what the original epidemiology is showing. And also they point out in their paper that recent research has shown that every single cell in the body has its own body clock, which is effectively set by the clock in the brain. And this includes the uterus, where babies have to grow, and the placenta. And the signals cross that placenta and they affect the fetus too. And they set up the tissues biochemically to optimise their activity and their energy production and so on to match the time of day. So if you have got the time of day continuously changing, then your baby is trying to grow at the wrong time when there's less nutrient available from the mother. The placenta is not optimised in the same way, and nor is the uterus. And so it's not surprising that this pregnancy success rate should fall by almost half. And they say in the paper, this really does need looking into in humans. And I think I'm inclined to agree.
Perhaps they should try putting mice on long-haul flights and seeing if the same thing happens if the mice get jet lag.
I think they effectively have, haven't they, with this.